This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Oh. Sorry to interrupt, Kevin. We got some breaking news. I'm reading the tweet from Diana Rossini right now. The Commanders and Terry McLaurin have agreed to a three-year extension worth over $96 million per sources from The Athletic's Diana Rossini.
All right. So, we got to see the details of this deal. But 3 years, $96 million, I can do the math on that. That would be $32 million per year. Need to see the guaranteed, see how it is structured. But this could be a wonderful day for all Washington fans. Diana Rossini reporting Washington has reached a three-year extension worth over $96 million with Terry McLaurin. Good for everybody. The 32 wouldn't be exactly DK Metcalf, but it would be just barely less than that. The team, if at $32 million, we got to see the details of this deal, obviously. At $32 million a year, the team came up, Terry came down a little bit, the team came up potentially a lot. All right, at $32 million. Got to see the details, always, of these sorts of deals. But guess what, boys and girls? Terry signed a contract extension, or they have agreed to a three-year contract extension. And this is the best thing for everybody involved. Diana Rossini reporting it. We'll see how this reporting shakes out over the next hour and a half. There we go. Sources, we'll get Ben on hopefully sooner rather than later to see if he is confirming it as well. And I'm going
Schefter's got it too. It's everywhere. So it's going up right now.
Who had it first? Do we know?
So Schefter is the timestamp before Rossini. So it's everyone's right. Very close. I believe maybe Jordan Schultz was probably the first one. Is according
well, Diana's
to
Diana's got
chat.
The money involved in her tweet. Adam Schefter does not. Adam's got Washington and Terry reached agreement today on a three-year contract extension that will end his holdout and get him in uniform for the regular season opener versus the Giants, per sources. Okay. Let's continue to look around here.
Jordan Schultz, 5 minutes ago, 11:32 a.m., with the all-pro wide receiver, agreed to three-year extension worth over $96 million. Multiple sources tell me deal
wait,
is done.
Wait, who do you have that with?
Jordan Schultz.
Is he the one that's gotten a lot of stuff right?
Yeah, he's the the son of Starbucks founder or whatever, Howard Schultz.
Oh, right, Howard Schultz.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, he's been getting a lot of, you know, he's been first on a lot of information with Terry McLaurin over these past couple months and weeks and stuff like that. So this, yeah, we're back. We did it. Adam Peters has done it again.
Yeah. So we'll see the details of the deal, but look, you know, part of this too is deadlines make deals, and I am really, really glad this is going to end.
We're done, Kevin.
Really glad this is going
to
end.
We don't have to talk about it anymore.
It gave us a lot of material, but man, I am glad this is going to end because they're going to be a really good team on offense this year. A really good team on offense. Let's keep the phone lines open now, all right? 301-230-0980. The question now moves from... Terry's got a deal. Reaction. Everybody's reporting it on social media. Adam Schefter has it. Schefter, let's see if Schefter gets an update. Schefter now reporting 3-year contract extension worth up to $96 million per his agents, Buddy Baker and Tony Bonagura. So we'll see the structure of the deal, but who cares at this point, right? Terry McLaurin in the fold, 3-year extension. He is extended. He will be playing on an extended contract. I'm very glad this got worked out. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you're on hold for the other question, you can stay on hold, and we'll get your reaction to this. We'll take a break. I'm going to try to get see what Ben's schedule is and a couple of other people. As well, and we'll come back and take calls or have a guest. So line it up on the phones. Reaction, Terry gets a 3-year contract extension according to Adam Schefter. Let's go with Adam because he's usually got it pretty spot on. A deal worth up to $96 million. That would be up to $32 million per year. All right, phones are open. 301-230-0980. All of our conversation about this team during this time of the summer training camp is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico.
All right, baby. The breaking news is upon us. The wait is over. Terry McLaurin has signed a 3-year extension worth up to $96 million to remain in Washington. We've finally done it. The nightmare is over. Terry McLaurin gassed up, ready to go for week one. And Tommy Fleetwood won his first ever PGA event after 164 career starts. No better time to do it than the championship. He finishes 2-under on the day and 18-under through 72 holes of action. And Cal Raleigh sets a new home run record for catchers, hitting his 48th and 49th home runs yesterday against the Athletics. The Nats, they lose their weekend series to the Philadelphia Phillies. Tough day for Jake Irvin as he only makes it through 2 1/3 innings to give up 6 hits and all 3 runs. A lights-out performance from Ranger Suarez, giving up only 3 hits, 2 from Jacob Young through 7 innings. And the Nats fall by a score of 3-2. They will make the trip up to the Big Apple to take on the New York Yankees tonight. Brad Lord on the mound versus Cam Schlittler. First pitch at 7:05, Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:35 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Den's Office throughout all the football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Busy show today. Denton's going to come on with us today at 11:35 to talk college football. It'll be great to have Denton back on the show. Charch will make his first appearance, the first of 17 or 18 appearances to talk fantasy football at 11, and then Ben will jump on with me at noon. I guess a quick warning to those of you triggered by contract detail talk. This is your warning to turn down the volume because I certainly don't want to offend anybody. For the many of you, though, that love contract talk so much so that you asked me, advised me, publicly admonished me on social media, begging me to apologize for being so wrong about the Terry deal when the agent put out some of the numbers on Monday. I'm not going to pile on. I'm not. We all make a lot of mistakes. I make plenty of them. But now that the real information on Terry's deal is out there, the deal's a very good one for the team. They may have budged a bit, but it wasn't a lot. $44 million guaranteed. I got to be honest with you. I was even shocked to see it that low. I thought it would come in somewhere around 50. You know, I said yesterday, anywhere between 55 and 60 guaranteed is kind of a draw. Anything north of $60 million guaranteed is kind of a big win for Terry and his agent. And anything less than $55 million guaranteed is a big win for the team. But essentially, it's $44 million guaranteed over 2 years, since there isn't guaranteed money in year three. There are a ton of incentives in the deal. The agent, they let the agent have his day on Monday. But by the way, you know, Terry's going to put a minimum of $44 million into his bank account, something the team did not have to offer because he was under contract and entering his age 30 season. He should have taken it. I don't think that they were thrilled. I think you'll hear that everybody's thrilled when we hear from the general manager and Terry, and the negotiations were never nearly as contentious. I believe that the team basically gave him an ultimatum very recently. This is it. Take it or leave it, or we're going to go play the season, and you can play it on the final year of your deal. And he took it, which is smart. I think it's good at his age to put $44 million minimum into his pocket. And if he's right about he's a young 30, he'll benefit from that, and so will the team. The team will benefit because a lot of this 3 years, $87 million, not 3 years, $96 million, a lot of that is based on Terry performing beyond this year and beyond next year. And if he is, that's good for the team, and they'll gladly pay, you know, another, you know, $29 million for 27 and 28. You know, they'll gladly pay that. But this was good, smart contract negotiation by the team. I think they felt all along that this would be a good offer for Terry to accept. Clearly, Terry and his agent didn't believe that to be the case. They thought they were worth a lot more than what they got. But I think they were very smart to take it and not move forward playing on the final year of his deal. I don't know that even $44 million guaranteed would have ever been there available for him after this season. It's good for the team, very good for the team. It's also a good sign in terms of the way they're going to negotiate. They're not going to just overpay for culture, all right, and for past performance. They're going to, you know, do what they think is analytically intelligent and smart. Pay for the years that they feel he will continue to perform at a very high level. They like the player a lot, not just on the field, but off it, which is why they made the offer in the first place. They probably came up a little bit, not a lot. The $44 million guaranteed tells you they probably did not come up that much overall. They were able to certainly get the AAV up from 25, their initial offer, but a lot of that over the additional 3 years is really incentive driven. But it's okay. He, I think, did well, even though he probably doesn't think that he did as well, or the agent doesn't think they did as well. They'll position it certainly as a big-time positive for an age 30 receiver, because not all age 30 receivers get this opportunity. I think it's good for both. I do. And that's all. You know, to me, it's like, yeah, at first glance the other day, of course, at first blush, you guys jumped all over people like me. That's fine. But the fact that the guaranteed money wasn't a part of the information that was disseminated was a major red flag in the moment for people who have paid attention to this stuff, to savvy people who have followed this stuff, including my guest Michael Jannetty from Spot Track and many others that said, you know, the silence on the guaranteed money is deafening. And we found out why with the details of the contract being released today. It's a really good deal for the team. I honestly believe for Terry, even though they wanted a lot more than this, I think it's good for him. I mean, you know, it's not about, you know, people say, and I've seen a lot of you, especially the old school, are you kidding me? He's going to put $50 million maybe into his pocket, $55 million into his pocket, and he won't take it? Like, what are we talking about here? It's not that. You know, this is very competitive. Agents are competitive. They're trying to get that next big client. Terry has a feel and a sense for where he belongs in this conversation. You know, $5, $6, $7 million doesn't seem like as much to them as it is to us, you know. But anyway, overall, I would say be pleased as a fan of the team that the team did not cave as people thought they had done, because I think it would have been a bad precedent. And if those numbers had come out today as $60, $65 million guaranteed, I would have been critical of the team. I would have. I think this is a fair deal that Terry smartly accepted, I believe. From my standpoint, I can't put myself into their shoes. I know that they wanted a lot more. There's no doubt. They thought he was worth a lot more than $44 million guaranteed. And $29 million AAV, you know, with heavy incentives in the deal, which, by the way, are very achievable incentives. Terry's going to play well this year. He's going to play well next year. The team's analytics say that after 2026, entering age 32 season, they had some questions and they weren't going to put themselves on the hook, you know, for that. That's it on that. If you want to weigh in, have at it, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'm not going to sit here and read all the emails that I read yesterday asking you guys just to exert just a little bit of patience. I mean, it's the same thing we've talked about in the past, whether it's, you know, Sam Howell off of one game against the Cowboys at the end of a season. It's like, really? You're sure you saw a top level starting quarterback from a meaningless game? Or the OC that literally nobody else in the league wanted to hire as an OC. And somehow he was the absolute coup of the century and he was going to be our next coach. Got to give it some time on these things. By the way, speaking of giving it some time, Emmanuel Forbes made the Rams and apparently will start at cornerback for the Rams. Good for him. Good for him. You know, it's so hard to really judge the draft after two seasons. You got to give it three full. And at that position in particular, and how many times have you guys talked about this? We've talked about it together. Scheme and fit is so important. There are guys that absolutely look like trash as secondary players in one scheme, but look great in another. And it's not just zone versus man and the breakdown. It's the way it's taught. It's the way it's played. So who knows? The guy was a playmaker in college for sure when he got his hands on the football. He looked slight and overwhelmed. What was I going to say? Oh, how about this trade? Did you see this Adam Thielen trade, Max?
Sure did.
Adam Thielen going back to Minnesota, and the Panthers are getting, it looks like, a fourth-round selection for Adam Thielen?
In 2027, but yes. And they're also getting a 2026 fifth-round pick, according to Adam Schefter.
Isn't that a lot for Adam Thielen at this point? Adam Thielen's also an older receiver. He's got to be 32 at least, right?
It is, but these picks that they've received are also going to be pick swaps. So they're sending a 2026 seventh round pick. So they're jumping up from the seventh to the fifth.
See it now.
And then the fifth round pick, they're jumping up in 2027 from the fifth.
Adam
to the
Thielen's
fourth.
35 years old.
Yep.
Great route runner. That is for sure.
Apparently, he was working out with J.J. McCarthy in the offseason as well.
I'm sorry?
apparently he's working out with J.J. McCarthy in the offseason as well. So there's already a little bit of some chemistry there.
Yeah. Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson was a pretty good combo. Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs was a pretty good combo. The reason the Vikings moved on from him is they drafted Jordan Addison. And Addison now is going to miss the first three games of the season because of conduct detrimental. DUI, I think, was the issue with him, correct? I'm pretty sure that's
what it
was.
I believe that is correct, yes.
Yeah. And Justin Jefferson's health isn't great right now, although they expect him to be available for the opener. That's the first Monday night game of the year. Minnesota against Chicago. Just one Monday night game, week one. Chicago hosting the Vikings. You get to see J.J. McCarthy in his NFL debut because he missed the entire season, and you get to see that against Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. That's actually a pretty good, now that I think about it, I think the first time I saw it, I'm like, that's okay as a Monday night opener. Not great, but a lot of intrigue with both teams on what they will be. Minnesota won 14 games last year. There's no chance they can win 14 this year. Although defensively, they were awesome last year until the end of the year, until the very end of the year. By the way, the Terry McLaurin contract negotiation getting finalized bumped the point spread from as low as 6 up to as high as 7 now. I think that is actually a result of Terry being not in the fold. He was always in the fold. People have described it as being in the fold, but being in the fold with hopefully some level of comfort. Probably not the comfort he wanted. But again, I view this as certainly the negotiation won by the team. That's obvious. But overall, getting $44 million for Terry at this age, I think it's a win for him too. And the way the AAV will be positioned at 29 is a good number for him. That puts him a little bit below, you know, Brandon Ayuk, a little bit above T. Higgins, you know, the highest paid wide receiver too. Not bad, you know, not what they wanted, nowhere near what they wanted, but not bad. All right, lots to get to on the show today. We hopefully will have another guest as well because I want to talk Maryland football at some point. I know so many of you are excited about the Terps young quarterback, as I am. Take a break, come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. The Terry contract is official. It is on to New York for Washington. Joining us to help preview this season for the Commanders and a little bit of college football. We got some college football starting today. Booger McFarland, ESPN, with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in. Boog, first and foremost, man, appreciate you jumping on and making some time for us. Your reaction on Monday when the Terry McLaurin contract was official and he was staying in Washington?
Well, I think it was just like everybody else, man. It's kind of about time. I think that with all the good juju that's been going on with Washington since the new ownership and, you know, Dan Snyder's out of the way and Jaden Daniels had a tremendous season. Everything's been positive, and this is kind of the one negative little something that popped up. And I think everybody kind of figured it would be taken care of, but the longer it drug out, you didn't know. And I get it. I understand both sides, receiver, 30 years old, blah, blah, blah. But I think that's where you have to use kind of get away from those formulas and use some human nature, you know, and just say, okay, look at what Terry has kind of meant to this franchise. Look at what he's done. Look at what he meant to Jaden Daniels. Look at his leadership qualities. And, like, when you add all those things in, I think he got what he deserved. And, you know, now he's got to go out and produce to that level, which I don't have any doubt that he will. But long answer, long way of saying, man, I think everybody around the league is happy about this deal. And I think it's been received very well.
Do you believe that Terry is a top 10 receiver in this league?
I think the numbers say it. I think when you look at how he plays, yeah, absolutely. Like, he may not be one to four, but there's no doubt you're going to put him somewhere between 4 and 10, depending on your flavor, what you like. No doubt about it.
So with that said, then, you get Terry obviously coming to play with Jaden. They bring in Debo Samuel. What do you think this offense can look like after a successful year last year with these two guys?
Well, that's going to depend on how they run the football. If you just understand what Dan Quinn wants to do and how they want to play, we make a lot about Jaden Daniels, and rightfully so. But he can't do it all. Like, right. I don't think you want to get into a situation where this quarterback is throwing it 35 times and then running it 20. So where do you find the touches to go elsewhere? I understand everybody likes the young backs that you guys got up there. You trade away Brian Robinson because maybe he doesn't fit the scheme. He's more of a pounder than he is kind of a slasher, which is what this offense needs. I think Debo coming over is going to be able to take some touches. He's going to be an extension of the run game, you know, jet sweeps, quick screens. You just want to get the ball in Debo's hands in the perimeter in space. He can make people miss. He's a tough tackle. Ultimately, this team, I think, though, is going to come down to how they play defense. Who's going to rush the passer? Can you stop the run consistently? And when you get a lead, again, can you go get the quarterback? I think health is going to be very paramount on this team because you can't get Terry hurt. You know, you can't get, you know, some of your top guys on the defensive side of the football hurt because I don't think the depth is there just yet. But overall, I think if health was standing, I think people expect the team to be better. Now, that doesn't mean that the record is going to be better,
right?
But I do think people expect the team to be better.
Booger McFarland, ESPN, with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980. So you mentioned the defense needing to be better. The run defense was obviously a huge, huge Achilles heel for this team last year. How easy is it to go from a bad run defense one year to a good run defense the next year?
It's all mindset, man. That's what it is. Once you understand, playing run defense is simple math. Okay, if they have 7 guys to block, we need 8 guys in the run fit. 7 to take on the blockers, 1 to make the tackle. Just, you know, if we just keep it on the surface. The scheme is good. Dan is a great defensive coach. I know the scheme is good. I know everything like that. But now it comes down to mindset, man. Like, football, I know we've made football soft with all these new rules and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, man, you got to hit people in the mouth. You got to be willing to be physical. And I think understanding what DQ is all about, I think now it comes down to this system. How do you play it? And do you have guys that are tough enough? And I have no doubt, based on what we saw last year, now you go into the offseason, you figure it out, you change personnel a little bit, I think they're going to be better.
How good do you think a guy like Javon Kinlaw can be, being that guy that's big, that's tough, and will hit you in the mouth?
He's big. He's athletic. I still don't think he's been unlocked yet. You know, coming out of South Carolina, man, like, he is a man child. Sometimes you need a new system. Sometimes you need somebody in the ear to just to kind of bring the best out of you, man. I've been traded. I've left one team and went to another. I do think that can help, a different atmosphere. I think the positive momentum, man, and this is the thing that beyond everything else, I think Washington has going for it. I think inside that locker room, Dan is one of the best culture builders in football. And what does that mean? Because we throw that around often. What is culture? Culture is like, what's the mood, the vibe when you walk in the locker room, when the coaches are not around? Is everybody talking ball? Are we feeling ball? Are the guys getting along? Do we understand what we're trying to do? Coaches don't have to do a whole lot. They just have to tell us what to do and we get it done. Like, there is a togetherness and brotherhood, and I think they have that in Washington, and I think that's the best thing. So last year gave them a little taste of what it could be. I do think some of the personnel moves that they've made are going to help them. But all that being said, you know, when toe meets leather, man, in about 9 days, yeah. I think Washington is going to score plenty of points. It's going to come down to me, when quarterback drops back on the opposing team, can you go get them? You got to be able to affect the other quarterback to win in this league. And because at some point, it's going to turn into a passing game. It's a passing league. And I think their ability to affect the opposing quarterback, whether that's sacks or pressure, will ultimately dictate the record. Jaden Daniels will be outstanding. I think he'll be great. His poise, his patience, his maturity, I've seen it since LSU. It hasn't changed. It's only gotten better. I have no doubt it's going to be better this year. But he can't score and then stop people. So I think the defense is going to be the biggest factor in determining where this team goes. Because a lot of people are thinking Super Bowl.
Right.
I'm not there yet until I see where this defense is at.
Bobby Wagner is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. When you watch him, what jumps out on the screen?
You know, we often talk about quarterbacks and how they see the field and how those guys understand the game and how the game slows down. You can say the same for a middle linebacker. Like, he is at middle linebacker what some of the great quarterbacks have been. Maybe not in the standpoint of scoring touchdowns and all that, but when you think about how Peyton Manning quarterbacked our offense in Indianapolis, when you think about what Tom Brady did in New England orchestrating things, like, that's what Bobby does. And we don't give him the credit. That's our fault, because defense is kind of second fiddle in our mind. Everybody wants to score points. But he is as good as there have ever been at the middle linebacker position. He is he's smart. He's athletic. What he's lost maybe as far as the athletic ability, he makes up for an understanding. He's been durable. He's played a long time. And I think the thing, when I talked about the culture earlier, he's a culture builder. Like, he understands what culture is about. He understands what winning is about. He's won a Super Bowl before. Like, he's been on great defenses. He knows what it looks like. And when you have a young team, and by and large, everybody in the NFL has a young team because the league is younger, mm-hmm. you need that veteran or two on your team. And I'm glad DQ has Bobby, because it's a lot of young guys on that team, a lot of guys 22 to 26 on that team, and they think they know it all, and I promise you they don't. You need a veteran that's 32, 33, 34 that's been in the wars that can tell the 25-year-old, hey, guy, I know you think you're made it, but we ain't done nothing yet. And that comes far – that makes far more of an impact coming from Bobby than it would coming from any coach on the staff.
Talking with Booger McFarland, ESPN. Booger, just a few more for you here as we get set for week one and a little bit of college football as well I want your take on. But you mentioned guys like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and some of their competitiveness and kind of the way they handle things at the line of scrimmage. Do you see little inklings of those sorts of things in Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, well, it's early, man. Like his poise, like the one thing people continue to talk about him, like, he doesn't get flustered. Like, that's what the great ones have. Like, if you look at Cam Ward this year, the one thing we said when we were at the draft and myself and Mel and Lewis were talking, like, his poise, he doesn't get sped up. And that's the hardest thing for a young quarterback to kind of grasp on, is just to be patient. And Jaden has that. He had it at LSU, and I think you can attribute that to all the football he's played. He's played a ton of ball, and he's made a ton of starts. He's seen a lot. Like, he's been in Death Valley when Alabama came in there. Like, he's beaten them. Like, he's been in the most hostile environments that football has to offer, and he hasn't blinked. And I think that's prepared him to where he is now. Like, there's no stadium he's going to walk in that's going to be like it was in Baton Rouge on a Saturday night when Alabama was on the other side. I'm sorry, NFL, there's no atmosphere that's going to be like that, because the college game is just a little bit different from the crowd standpoint. NFL is more of a corporate crowd, unless you're in Green Bay or Kansas City. But to my point, he has been in environments that are way hotter than what he sees every Sunday. And so there's no doubt his poise is off the charts, and I think you're going to continue to see that and see how patient he is and just see how, you know, we often say the game slows down. What does that mean? That means that the quarterback sees things so much faster. Obviously, the game doesn't slow down. He just sees things faster because his mind is processing it faster, and then you can attribute that to some of the things or some of the players that you mentioned, because that's how Manning was. That's how Brady was. And those guys had to do it because they were slower than molasses. He doesn't have to do it because he's a great athlete. So now you got the best of both worlds.
I mean, Burrow has that same thing. Is it something in the water at LSU that has these guys ready to play and kind of process at an NFL level as soon as they jump into the league?
I just think they've played a lot of football, man. Burrow transferred from Ohio State. Jaden from Arizona State. They played a lot of football. Like, they've been around. They've seen a lot. Experience is the best teacher in life, guys. I don't know if you've heard that before, but it is. You can go in any classroom in America. The only thing that's really going to help you with this thing called life and football is to practice and to experience it and to keep living. And both of those guys that you mentioned have done that.
A few college football questions here for you, Boog. I texted Jacob Hester about this when I saw this, but I'd like to get your take. How big of a deal is it that Garrett Nussmeier is wearing 18?
Well, it's a huge deal personally for him because, you know, 18 is a leadership award. It's a situation or it's an achievement that a lot of people want. It just lets you know how your peers on that team feel about you, how the coaching staff feels about you. And it's one of those things that you would be put in a select group forever. And so it's a huge deal when the guy that touches the ball every single play is viewed as the leader of the team.
Who do you like this weekend between Clemson and LSU?
Of course, you know who I like. That's not even a question. I think the game comes down to LSU's ability to play defense at a high level, which we haven't always done. And then on the other side of the football, how does the LSU offensive line deal with maybe the best defensive line in America? I think those two factors determine the game.
So I was informed of this. I'll get you out of here on this, Boog. I was informed of this prior to having you on, that you have to now eat 12 donuts because of a bet that you made with Big Cat at Barstool. Do you have a game plan for how you're going to eat 12 donuts in one sitting? Does it have to be a certain amount of donuts? Can you fill us in on any details there?
Well, it just depends. If they're Krispy Kreme donuts, that's easy. I could eat 2 dozen. That's not a problem. It just depends on what kind of donuts they are. I'm not a big topping. I don't need Boston cream fill. I don't need a bunch. I just need plain glazed donuts. Plain glazed donuts is not going to be an issue at all.
Well, Boog, appreciate the time, my friend. Hope to do this again soon.
All good, man. Anytime.
That is Booger McFarland at ESPN. Some really good stuff in there from Boog, specifically about the run defense. And, you know, Max, in listening to Adam Peters speak yesterday, he made a comment about how this roster on paper is better than it was in 2024. And by and large, every coach, every general manager, except for maybe the guys that run the New Orleans Saints this year, they're all going to tell you, hey, we're a little bit better than we were on paper last year in some capacity. But for Washington, I do feel like it's different because you now are competing for a championship. And it's the first time in a long time where you have a good opportunity to not just get to the playoffs, but make a deep run for a championship. And that's largely based because of Jaden Daniels. But the run defense was a massive, massive issue for this team last year. And how they can improve that run defense, I don't get worried a lot about stuff in the preseason, but it was very apparent that in the preseason, based off of what they were doing, and they didn't play a lot of their number ones, but they did play guys that are going to get, you know, significant snaps. Johnny Newton's a good example of this. You know, Javon Kinlaw played a little bit. Duran, you saw some guys that are going to get significant snaps, and there still was an issue when it came to stopping the run. I'm really hoping that Javon Kinlaw, whatever Adam Peters sees in him, on the field, on the grass has become like the motto for this team this offseason. Cliff Kingsbury must say that in the building all of the time because everybody says on the grass. Whatever Adam Peters is thinking that he's going to get from Javon Kinlaw on the grass, it needs to happen. This team cannot get to the place where we all want them to get to if their run defense is still piss poor. Now, Javon Kinlaw has had a really good training camp. If you have seen him, if you've been out there at training camp, I'm sure you have seen him. I've gotten the opportunity to stand on the field when Javon Kinlaw is on the field and coming off the field. He is massive. He's probably the largest human being or one of the largest human beings that I've ever seen in person. He's literally like Goliath when he's walking on the field. But you need to play well during the actual games. No one has won a game in the history of the NFL just by looking the part. You got to actually get out there and bust somebody's ass, as Booger McFarland said, hit somebody in the mouth. It is very much mental when it comes to the defensive line and stopping the run. And I really hope that this offseason they have honed in on the mental element of it. So when we get the ones out there for real in games that matter, when they're actually running real defense and when they're going up against teams that are running some sort of real offense, a lot of the stuff that we saw in the preseason, whether it was New England, Cincinnati, or Baltimore towards the end, it was pretty basic run concepts. You know, no one is showcasing too much of their hand in the preseason, you know, maybe in the joint practices or joint practice singular, because they did not get one with Baltimore. Maybe in the joint practice with New England, you saw a little bit more complexities that will get you ready to go up against an actual running attack. But defensively, you have to stop the run. You're going to play too many good running backs this year. And theoretically, if you get to the postseason, or theoretically, when you get to the postseason, you're going to see a bunch of teams with really good running backs. And if you make the offenses and the quarterbacks' life easier because they can run the football on you, you're going to be put in a tough spot. We saw that last year. I mean, Saquon Barkley, NFC Championship game, first carry, 60-yard touchdown. And you're just like, this is going to suck. This is not going to be fun for the rest of it. Washington had its opportunity, certainly, but this is not going to be fun for the rest of the way if they cannot stop Saquon Barkley. And then Philadelphia ended up putting 55 points up. Part of that is because Washington turned the ball over like crazy, and they just were giving them short field after short field after short field, which the only thing worse than a bad run defense is a bad run defense on a short field. And that's kind of what the NFC Championship game ended up looking like. But this is where I'm going to throw the question out to you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Adam Peters says that this team is better on paper in 2025 than 2024. Have they closed the gap with Philadelphia? We now see the 53-man roster. We know who is going to be a part of this team. Has Washington closed the gap with Philadelphia? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We take your phone calls next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dende sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980. We're going to look at Terry props in a second, but Max, I have brought great shame on the name of the show and great shame on my family. I say my family because my father is a mathematician. Oh. He has a math degree.
That's
I
tough.
Royally screw these numbers up. I read it as $850,000 in per-game bonus. It is $850,000 in game checks, meaning the game, it is $850,000 total that he could make a $50,000 per game check, which means the $14.45 million that I suggested Terry could be making in per game bonuses is off by about $13.6 million.
Hey, the wording in per game roster bonuses,
it
would
made
lead
it
you to believe.
I just, you know, I read it that way. That's, I read it as if it was a per game. So
I did too.
All right, let me redo some math here. So if you were listening to the last segment, I'm going to hit you with the little Men in Black eraser. You ain't see it. You ain't hear it. $30 million in signing bonus, $1.75 million in base salary, $850,000 in game bonuses, which is $50,000 per game, and then the potential of $600,000 with 83 catches in the postseason, 1,097 yards in the postseason would get him another $600,000. 10 touchdowns in the postseason get him $600,000, and then $500,000 for being a second-team All-Pro, meaning Terry could make about $34.9 million. So I was off by a lot. About $13 million.
Give or take. Just a little. It's a rounding error.
It's a rounding error. You know what? I always taught to round up. And I just read it wrong. So Terry could make $34 million. This is a sign, I think. God is telling me, stop pocket watching.
Like, you just, know, that, we're at that point.
Like, I gotta kill, you know, 20 minutes, God. What do you want me to do here? So as you know, I'm a gambling man, and I am, you know, intrigued with the with wagers.
It's a big week.
Terry McClure, it's a big week. I got some gambling plays tonight in college football for you at the end of the show. No smell test. I don't know. I still don't know if I'm allowed to do the smell test, although I might ask Kevin for his smell test.
I was going to say, you might.
So I can deliver them. I'll just be the messenger.
Might be worth it.
Tomorrow. Vegas has props out for Terry. This is from BetMGM. His receiving yards. Now, these did not change when he signed his contract. So Vegas always anticipated he was going to play in 2025 in some capacity. His receiving yards are listed at 980 and a hook, which is 0.5. 980 total. His receiving touchdowns are 6.5. Vegas does not think that Terry is going to hit some of his incentives. Now, it is very important. If you listen to Kevin, you kind of understand how gambling works. But I know that there are people that maybe do not who may work on this channel. This is what Vegas puts in to get money. This is, they do not think, hey, he's going to have 981 yards.
It's what we call a rat.
They put this number out there in the hopes that they can draw money from both sides. So they have people see this number and say, this number is way too short. I'm going to throw $1,000, which do not throw $1,000 on a Terry McLaurin prop unless you like really got
don't
it like that.
$1,000 on any season-long prop. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, you had to be feeling good if you... If you throw in $1,000, you got to take Max and I out to dinner at some point. I mean,
please.
What's up? But they put this number so they draw you in. And because Terry had 13 touchdowns last year, Vegas is saying that the touchdowns from year to year are very, very frugal. And they're saying he's not going to go over 6.5. So you're going to take that one back and you're going to say, like, I do look at that 6.5 touchdown number and I say, well, that one seems a lot lower than the 980. Because with 980, you know, with Debo involved in the fray, I think Terry might lose a few touches, but in the red zone, he was a legitimate threat. And I don't think that's going to change. It feels like all the time people think of a red zone threat. And maybe this is because we kind of suffered through the Jay Gruden fade in the red zone era. But you think of a red zone threat as a guy that has to be like 6'5", you just got to create separation. And Terry does a good job in the red zone creating separation, but then also making the contested catches. That is where he thrives. That's been the whole talk throughout the entirety of this Terry extension, right? Is that he is so unbelievable at the contested catches. So that touchdown number does seem a little low to me. At 6.5, I would stay away from the receiving yards. Now, Terry has been a 1,000-yard receiving maniac for his career. I would look much more in the direction of the touchdowns at 6.5 than I would the receiving yards at 980. There are some other props. Terry, just to have 1,000 yards, you can get at -110. It is weird that those are so similar. His over 980 is like -110, but you can also just bet -110 to have 1,000 yards. Vegas is kind of weird sometimes with these props. You can also bet Terry to have 1,250 at +500. So if you really believe in Terry, you think he's going to ball out this year, +500 for a season-long future bet or season-long prop bet is a pretty nice number to have. I would look into something like that. All right, so Terry did speak yesterday. I want to play some of what he said for you. I liked a lot of what Terry got into yesterday. I thought he was honest at times. We are going to play my favorite cut from it, which I just thought was hilarious. But I want to start with just his open. You know, there's been so much made about the winning and the losing of the contract. Who won the contract? Who lost the contract? Did Adam Peters win? Did Terry win? I think at the end of the day, everybody won because he's here and your number one wide receiver is here. However, they started the conversation yesterday asking Terry McLaurin, did you get what you wanted out of this contract? Here's what he said.
It was a long process, and you know, there's no playbook or script on how to handle this situation. And so, you know, you start out one way, and then you hope that it ends the way it's ended. And so, I'm thankful for this process to just be able to be back on the field, and just the conversations that you know, Buddy and AP had, and myself and AP, and me and DQ. So it's definitely been a process, but I'm really happy to be back out here with my teammates, and just very thankful to be a part of this organization and a part of this fan base that's supported me through all of this. So it's exciting.
So that's Terry on getting what he wanted out of the contract. He continued. Somebody asked him about, does he feel like he was fairly compensated as a top wide receiver? And this was Terry's response to that.
I do. And it gives me the ability to continue to stay somewhere where I love, but also continue to achieve things that allows me to play at a high level and, you know, prove that I'm worth what I signed for. And above all that, it just allows me to continue to play that game that I love in a place that I love with teammates that I care deeply about. And, you know, I just thank God for this journey that I've been through. It's much more than a contract. I grew a lot during this process personally and in my faith, having my wife by my side as well. Just we grew during this season of pruning and sometimes uncertainty. And my faith just grew stronger. And I had confidence that God's will would be done and I would have an opportunity to continue to play at a high level. And that's the opportunity that I have. And I know I have a lot of elite ball ahead of me. I know the work that I put in. God's blessed me to have an unbelievable amount of health and strength up until this point. And anybody in that building will tell you how much I take care of my body. So I'm going to continue to do those things at a high level and continue to try to be everything that I can for this organization and my teammates and in myself. So nobody expects more than Terry McLaurin than me. And, you know, I try to put that work in each and every day to be in that situation so I could be successful.
So that's Terry McLaurin yesterday on whether or not he was fairly compensated as a top wide receiver. One thing I do think it is important to acknowledge that while his contract is not like the 32 AAV that everybody thought it was initially, or shall I say certain people thought it was initially, this is one of the largest third contracts that has been signed as a wide receiver in NFL history, and it is, to my knowledge, the largest contract that a 30-year-old or a soon-to-be 30-year-old wide receiver has ever signed in NFL history. So while he is not compensated to the likes of a Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase just in total contract value, for a guy that is signing a third deal, which, as we talked about earlier, does not happen often, Washington over the last, this isn't just like a Ron thing because Ron Rivera kind of screwed this organization in terms of depth, but over the last 20 years, the team has not really signed a lot of third contracts. You know, Tress is playing on contract number 4, but he's a punter. Ryan Kerrigan, who my first thought was he definitely got a third contract here. He did not get a third contract here. That was in an era in the NFL, Ryan Kerrigan, Trent Williams as well, where they were signing 5-year extensions. Whereas Terry's extension after the rookie deal was a 3-year extension, giving him an opportunity to then get a third extension. At a certain point, a bunch of NFL players decided we're going to stop with the 5- and 6-year extensions where we're kind of getting screwed on the back end of these deals. We're going to shorten the deals and allow us to maximize our talent before we get viewed as just kind of old, washed up, whatever the GMs and the front offices are going to look at us like. But Washington hasn't signed a lot of third contracts with guys over the last 20 years. So Terry is very much in a new territory for this team and for the wide receiver position across the NFL. It obviously was not all sunshine and rainbows, as all of you know. There were some low points in this. Here's Terry on some of those low points and thinking that a deal potentially would not get done throughout this process.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, when you get to a point where you're, you know, you're here for a little over, I kind of lost track of the days, but you're here for a little while, you're not out on the practice field, and, you know, things may not progress what you would like for them to progress. And, again, like, I don't think there's – everybody's situation is unique and different. So I never tried to look at this person's situation as like, this is how I handle it. I just tried to stay true to myself, but – Also have the open conversations that were afforded to me, both with my agent Buddy. Buddy was having great conversations with Adam. You know, Adam had gave me the opportunity to have multiple conversations with him, DQ as well. So it was just a matter of getting on the same page. I appreciate them hearing me out and being able to express what my worth is and what I bring to this to the table, on the field and off the field as a teammate and all those things. And you know, in the end, they feel the exact same way. And so to be in a position where you feel like you can advocate for yourself, you know, be educated throughout this process, was something that I took day by day to try to help get to this result. So there was definitely some unknowns. Obviously, you know, the trade request was, you know, something that I did. And, you know, full transparency, I told the front office this as well. Like, that wasn't something that I was doing for just like a leverage point or just to do it or let me call some hoopla. Like, I try to be as intentional as possible. Am I perfect? No, I'm not. Are there some things that, you know, you think about that you maybe want to handle different or do better? Sure, that's any situation. But the most important part is the communication that was very important throughout this process from start to finish. You know, the way it ended was better than it started. So that's what it's all about. And there's a deal in place now that keeps me here that I'm extremely happy about. You know, the front office and the coaching staff is extremely happy about. My teammates are happy about. This fan base is happy about. So that's a win-win when you look at a deal, to be honest. So everybody wins, in my opinion. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to building continue to build my career here and hopefully leave a lasting legacy as a player, but as a teammate, as a person, and have a chance to win championships and just continue to pour into this community and this fan base, because I do love this place with all my heart. But there's also a business component, and I can never lose sight of that. There was a lot of things that also allowed me to keep perspective. And like I said, my teammates were great with that. My wife, my family, my friends. So you got to try to keep perspective in some of these tough situations. And so, yeah, there were some times where I was like, I don't know. You know what I mean? But I was never going to jump to one extreme to the other. You know, it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna be here or I'm gonna not. You know, like, I just really prayed every single day that the Lord ordained my steps and continue to speak to me, and I knew I would end up where I was supposed to be. So I'm definitely here, and I'm happy about it.
That was the only time Terry addressed the trade request. Nobody asked him another question about that, which there was other stuff to get into. It's fine. But what he said at the beginning of that clip, and that was a long answer, it was about 3 minutes. What he said at the beginning of that clip was humbling. It was humbling because at points, various points, it did kind of feel like we were at times in the room. You know, more numbers started to come out from people that we determine as reputable sources. And as those numbers come out, as rumors are being flung around, as reports, as some of Terry's boys are tweeting things, like, there were a lot of things that made us feel like at times we had one foot in the room, maybe one foot out of the room. At no point through this entire process, and this is why this is humbling, because we don't know anything. At no point in this entire process did anybody report that these two being Adam and Terry, were in constant communication. Terry just casually revealing that at the beginning of that. I got distracted by the trade and the trade request, but just casually revealing, Adam and I had a lot of conversations through this process. We saw the one where Terry was in his hoodie at the Bergen Eagle scrimmage, and, you know, the lip reading police came out, tried to decipher what is he saying, what is he not saying. No one at any point said, yeah, these guys are constantly communicating inside the building. And that's a really positive thing, because that means nothing is coming out of the building.
Yeah, I mean, I think AP said it in his little joint presser with Dan Quinn. They were talking about, like, the multiple opportunities that, I mean, they gave Terry to kind of come in and have one-on-ones with Adam. And like you said, Terry mentioned it in his presser as well. So that just internal communication always kind of being on is so important when it comes to these kinds of negotiations and just making players feel valued and comfortable in just in general.
It made it at a point, because this thing had gone so long, and it did. Like, I don't think anyone,
too
and
long.
They even said this, no one expected it to go this long. But because it went so long, there becomes like this manufactured animosity, because there is no deal. and you're seeing Adam Peters, and we as media, like, he was out there for a majority of the time. Adam Peters was just walking out there. He watches practice on the field a lot of the times, not every day, but a lot of the times. So he's constantly out there, and we're constantly seeing him, but we never really get to hear from him, and he doesn't talk to a lot of media, right? And he certainly isn't leaking things. And we saw Terry at times, but never got to talk to Terry outside of the Eastern Motors thing, which he was asked one question about that. I still think that maybe he should not have done that. But we heard from him at the Eastern Motors. Then we heard a 53-second walk and talk when he first came out. No one at any point said, these guys are constantly talking about it and it's all good. Like, they're working it out. All the talks are respectful. I think in tune, we kind of saw, like, Adam talking with Terry at one point. And because of the stuff that was going on in Dallas, where Jerry Jones is trying to negotiate around an agent, which is a massive no-no. The NFL, CBA says you cannot do that. It's like wickedly a problem. And for whatever reason, Jerry just kind of does it willingly and doesn't get punished. But we started to think, oh, Buddy Baker's the problem. I hope Adam and Terry are just knocking this thing out and Buddy Baker's out of it. These guys were all talking regularly, and we just had no idea. That, to like, I, as a sicko that wants to be in these behind closed doors, Max, this was fascinating.
It is. And it's like we kind of also assumed that they were talking up until the Eastern Motors thing when Terry came out and was like, there's been no communication in months, guys. We got to get something going. So I don't really know, like, how much communication was going on, especially because, like, we're post-deal now, so there could have been a little bit of stretching of the truth. But, I mean, we still have no idea, and nobody does, especially in local media, which is, they're the most plugged in, man.
I cannot stress this enough, and this is not just because Max and I work in the local media.
We know nothing.
We know nothing, but local media always knows more.
Yep.
Because the local media is significantly more plugged in than the national media. Like, Schefter broke the news because Buddy Baker is communicating with Schefter and your Jordan Schultzes and those sorts of guys. But in terms of, like, the ins and outs and the daily happenings of the franchise, the local media knows best, and nobody knew that they were in constant communication. Now, you mentioned Eastern Motors. Adam Peters was asked about Eastern Motors. I want you to hear what he said when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dentonday sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, here's what's happening on this Thursday, August 28th. The Commanders. It was announced this morning they are bringing in former Jet and Michigan Wolverine running back Donovan Edwards, and they are also signing cornerback Darius Rush to the practice squad. The Nats, they fall to the Yankees in a horrendous game by a score of 11-2. Kate Cavalli balloons his ERA from 2.82 to 5.11 after only 2 1/3 innings. The Nats were unable to get the train back on the tracks with a terrible 77-pitch third inning that enabled the Yankees to score 9 runs. The Nats, they are off tonight and will make the trip home. They take on the Tampa Bay Rays at home tomorrow night. And tonight, the Mystics are taking on the New York Liberty right here on the Team 980. Tip-off at 7 p.m. Be sure to stay tuned following Rick Doc Walker for Burgundy and Gold today. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Den's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Our Adam Schefter reporting that the Cowboys are now listening to trade offers for Micah Parsons. What's your reaction to that?
Micah Parsons, hey, look, you can report all you want. There's no way they're allowing Micah Parsons to go anywhere. All of it, all of this is part of the negotiations. And as I talked to Jerry the other day on my podcast, and he was talking about it the other day when he tried to make that offer, he said somebody told him to shove it up his rear and all of that. I honestly, it blew my mind. It blew my mind that any kind of conversation like that would be going on in a situation like this. Micah Parsons, I want him to take control of this thing and say, I don't care about you two and whatever y'all got going. Get y'all butts in a room and get my money on that paper. That's what you need to be doing. So I'm hoping that's what gets done. But I guarantee Micah Parsons not going anywhere. Jerry's not that crazy. This is all what we call just negotiation stuff.
60 minutes later, Micah Parsons was no longer a member of the Dallas Cowboys.
I think you mean 60 seconds.
Today is a great day.
It's a fantastic day, Denton.
It's the first football Friday of the 2025 season, at least in college football.
Gave us our first winners yesterday. Thank you.
I handed out some money yesterday. I hope everyone was on USF. We won't talk about the other pick I gave out, but USF hit. And at like 4:30 p.m., 5 p.m.
I think it was 5 on the dot.
We get news from Adam Schefter. Micah Parsons gone in Dallas. Headed to the Green Bay Packers. Dallas gets Kenny Clark and two first-round picks in return. Today is a great day.
I'm so glad you're not laughing.
I'm laughing internally. The problem is my laugh on radio sounds a little too maniacal.
Well, this would be the time for it, my friend.
It would be the time, but I think I'm saving it for better days, Max. There will be many better days than this, because who trades a 26-year-old superstar who is approaching the prime of his career? He's not even in the prime yet, which is crazy because he's had 12 sacks every year of his career. He's approaching the prime of his career, and you trade him for two first-round picks and an aging defensive tackle. And it's not even like the first round picks are going to be great picks, because you're trading him to a contender. This senile bastard in Jerry Jones. What a moron. I am so glad that after 30 years of being the laughingstock, the Haynesworth deal, the Archuleta deal,
Carson Wentz, McNabb. The list goes on and on and on. And by the grace of God himself, it's not us anymore. We are no longer the laughingstock because an 82-year-old billionaire who is effectively senile is in charge of what is supposed to be, and what effectively still is, despite all of this, the most powerful franchise in American sports. It's being run by an idiot. And by an idiot that thinks he's a genius. There's only one thing worse than an idiot, Max, and it's an idiot that thinks he's intelligent. Because you can't tell him nothing. And they took Micah Parsons and shipped him away. Three weeks ago, I was on this show talking about the NFC East and talking about why the offensive line was such a priority for Washington, because you had to go up against the Giants, and that Giants defensive line come week one scares me a little bit. You got to go up against Philadelphia. Philadelphia won a Super Bowl, didn't blitz a single time in that game. And you had to go up against arguably the best defensive player in the game in Micah Parsons. And then Jerry traded him away because he tried to get him to sign a contract like he's given away land in the 1800s when contracts weren't really a thing, because you had to get a literal feather and some ink to sign that thing, and it was so much easier to do it with a handshake. This guy is trapped 150-plus years ago trying to sign Micah Parsons to a deal. This absolute buffoon of a man. Leather skin and all. This idiot. I am so glad, Max, I live in a time where I can watch Jerry Jones literally implode the organization that I hate the most in the NFL and do it from the inside while trying to convince everybody that he is a genius and doing the right thing.
I think you're a genius, Jerry.
What an intelligent man. This dude paid Dak Prescott $60 million. 60 with a 6 and a 0. Dak is like a 12 to 15 quarterback in this league, especially when he paid him. There were some times where Dak was a top 10 quarterback. It is not when Jerry paid him. He's like a 12 to 15 quarterback in this league. He reset the market, which no one has topped since. A bunch of guys got paid this year. Nobody got $60 million. He'd pay Dak $60 million, but will not pay arguably the best player at the second most important position, $45 million. He instead lets Green Bay pay him $48 million, and he trades him away again for an aging defensive tackle and two first-round picks that likely are going to be late in the first round. You know who you're going to get that's better than Micah Parsons at pick number potentially 26? 27, 8, 9, 30, 31, 32. No one. No one. And then on top of that, Max, it just like, just when I thought, I was like, this is great. It's not going to get better. It gets better because this leather-faced idiot got in front of a microphone and said, we might flip these two first-round picks for a good player now. Who? Who is available?
I hear Michael Parsons is available.
You want to flip him for Trey Hendrickson now? Like, hey, Cincinnati, we'll give you two first. And then Jerry will get up at a press conference and be like, well, he had 17 and a half sacks 2 years in a row. He's clearly better than Michael Parsons. Well, yeah, who cares that he's 30 years old and Michael Parsons was 26? Who cares that the cap was moving up so the $48 million contract in a year and a half wouldn't even be all that crazy? Just take that out of your mind. He didn't like my handshake deal in 2025. I couldn't believe that yesterday was real. I couldn't.
It's one of those days that you just kind of wake up and it doesn't fully hit you about how great the day is until your head hits the pillow.
Like, my head hit the pillow very late last night. It was actually early
to you,
this
man.
Morning. We'll get into that, though. College football was awesome last night.
Sick.
You texted me as I was on a run. The last time I got a big text when I was on a run, it was when Terry requested a trade.
Whew.
So you texted me. Let me pull up the text message.
I believe I said holy word you can't say.
Yeah, there has to be some family-friendly edits to that. Yes, you just said holy and then a word that starts with the letter S. And there was a tweet. And that, you know, when you run, or not when you run, but when you pick your phone up, it, you know, when you have a lot of messages, it just goes that, but it's just a link to an Adam Schefter tweet, but I can't see the tweet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have a feeling, I think I know what this is, but I don't know how big of a holy S word this is actually going to be. My guess was this is something to do with Michael Parsons, because in fairness and in transparency, I had already written a segment about Michael Parsons that we were going to do to start the show, about how I think Adam Peters should sell everything other than Jaden and Terry to Dallas to get Michael Parsons. And I was going to have this crazy take. Phone lines were going to be out the wazoo. And I look at the tweet, and it says that Michael Parsons was dealt. And then this is not a shot at you, Max. I just had to do due diligence.
Understandable.
I just had to make sure that this was real.
I get it.
Because I've been fooled by the Adam Schefflers. You know, I've been fooled by all these guys. Schefter, there's like a seven in there somewhere. I just had to make sure that this was going to be accurate. And Elon's Twitter, you don't know who is real and who's not anymore.
And there's another part of this tweet that I sent you that also kind of raises the red flag that it could be fake, because it says ESPN sources, Cowboys are trading three-time All-Pro linebacker Micah Packers to the Green Bay Packers.
I can only imagine the heart rate of one Adam Schefter.
He's shaking
as he is breaking this news. So there was a video that was done by Sports Illustrated years ago. Like this had to be 2017, probably. 2017, 2018. Whenever AJ Bouye went to the Jaguars, and you're probably like, what kind of sicko knows that off the top of my head?
I remember A.J. Bouye.
Everybody remembers A.J. Bouye because he took this Jacksonville defense and made them Saxonville. Then they made it to the NFC Championship. So that happened, I think, in 2018. So this had to be like the summer of 2017, or maybe it was released in 2018.
Sure.
But it was a day in the life of Adam Schefter in free agency. And I bring this up because this was around the time where it became socially acceptable for like Adam Schefter to be on his phone during television segments. There was a point in time, believe it or not, where that was a massive no-no. You have to get off of the screen. They cannot see you texting on your phone. That was also a point in time where beards were not allowed on television. Thank God we have moved away from that. They also didn't really like tattoos on television, and now tattoos are on television.
Hell
but
yeah.
I bring this up because in this video, it's like 7 minutes. It was pretty cool. It came out when I was in college, like kind of, you know, cutting my teeth in the industry and doing all that sort of stuff. But in this video, Adam Schefter breaks the AJ Bouye signing. It's like a free agency signing. And he's like shaking during that. Now, AJ Bouye is a fine player. AJ Bouye ain't Micah Parsons. And for a guy in Adam Schefter that seemingly never sleeps. Now, thankfully for him, I don't believe that he has to go into studio nearly as frequently, because there was a point in time where he lived, if the studio was in Connecticut, he lived in like somewhere in New York or New Jersey, where it was a 90-minute commute to and from the studio. That means working 16-hour days. In the video, he had a driving service, which is smart, but he's working 16-hour days
commuting. I don't think he drives anymore.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, he can't.
He can. He's literally too busy.
Too important and too busy, yeah.
He's too, like, the worst thing about being Adam Schefter is like basic things, grocery store, can't do. Workout class, can't do. You ain't going to see Adam Schefter in a Zumba class.
It's true.
You know, Terry was doing yoga when he wasn't here. Adam Schefter ain't doing no yoga. He literally cannot. But this man had to be like shaking uncontrollably, heart rate at 1,000, breaking this. You don't see Schefty make mistakes, but Micah Packers was a new one.
Brand new.
It's a brand new one, but it's nowhere near as bad as Jerry Jones. Not once, not twice, but like 4 separate times. Calling Micah Parsons Michael. He said, Michael Parsons.
Michael.
And at first, when I saw this, I was like, well, maybe this is, and we'll pull this audio up in a second so you, the listener, can hear it. And maybe you can hear what I thought at first. I thought it was just like the Arkansas Southern draw of Jerry Jones. Old dude, you know, kind of speaks like a grandma or a grandpa, which I guess he is because he's 82 years old. But I say that he has like a very similar cadence to my 92-year-old grandmother. She just speaks slowly, delayed. She doesn't have a Southern drawl because she's from Jersey. and he's from Arkansas, so they're like two completely different beings. But I thought it was just like the southern draw of Jerry Jones not being able to properly pronounce Micah. And who knows what Jerry Jones was on, because he is a billionaire and he is definitely on something. But listen to this. This is Jerry Jones calling Micah Parsons, arguably the best defensive player in the league, and a guy that he just traded to the Green Bay Packers. This is Micah Parsons being called Michael by Jerry Jones.
There was no question in our mind that Michael could bring us a lot of resources on a trade.
It got so bad to where Stephen Jones had to stop Jerry and be like, Micah. It is not Michael. It is Micah.
And there was a moment in the presser where Jerry finally learned. I'll play that for you.
The other thing that I would like to say is I firmly did, made a commitment to Michael this spring, Micah, and paid him, and to pay him.
This guy is not a real human being. Like, you know, sometimes I envy billionaires, well, a lot of times, because $1 billion would solve a good majority of my problems in my life. But I'm like, you can't live like a normal life. You're like not a normal human. And this is a great example of this. How do you not know the guy's name? How do you constantly mess up the guy's name? And let alone, like, the handshake deal is the craziest thing in the world. Did he offer Dak Prescott a handshake deal for $60 million? Why is Micah Parsons any different than any of the other deals that Jerry has negotiated? You know what's not included in a handshake deal? Guaranteed money. The amount of years in fine print. Anything in fine print. You can create a handshake deal and then just load a bunch of stuff into the fine print, and then you're completely screwing over one Michael Parsons. Why on earth would anybody take that offer? And by the way, the offer was apparently not that impressive, all things considered. It was like $40.5 million, which at the time where they made that, I believe that would have been the highest pay, because I think the handshake deal was either right after or right before Jamar Chase. But Jamar Chase is getting like $40.1 million. So the $40.5 million would have made Michael Parsons the highest paid defensive player, the highest paid nine quarterback in the NFL and NFL history, but then the TJ Watt contract kind of trumps that. So it's not going to be the same. And then you have this other team that's willing to offer him $48 million. This deal also was made way before we knew about it. And here is where I need to do a little bit of housekeeping. I'm going to be a very big man. Pause. I would like to apologize to Kay Adams. I said yesterday on the program, when Max brought up that Kay Adams had tweeted about the potential of this deal, I said, I don't know what Kay Adams knows. I don't know what authority she has when it comes to news breaking. It's not her bag, right? Great interviewer, hasn't really broken a lot of news. I didn't know that the pull that Kay Adams has was this strong. So for that, I would like to sincerely apologize to the lovely Kay Adams. I was not familiar with your game. You clearly are the queen of this. Please accept my apology. And if you could, maybe get Abdul Carter out of the division as well. You can do that next. Thank you. Or get the next pass rusher to come here. Because that is the only bad thing here, Max. Michael Parsons is done. He is out of here. That is great. I really wanted him to be here. I saw what they gave up being the Green Bay Packers, which was a big contract, obviously you were going to pay Micah Parsons. If you're trading for Micah Parsons, you are going to pay Micah Parsons. Duh. They gave up two first-round picks and an aging defensive tackle. I don't buy into any of the propaganda about how this makes Dallas better because now they can stop the run. You do not get better by trading away Micah Parsons and getting just one singular guy back in return. I would have given up Daron Payne and three first-round picks. Would it have taken a lot of convincing? Yes. Would Adam Peters have had to swindle Jerry Jones so bad that multiple states in this country would have called it elder abuse? Yes. But I wanted Micah Parsons here. And this is where we open up the phone lines. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Should Washington have gone all in on going and getting Micah Parsons? 301-230-0980. You can tweet me as well, at The Denton Day. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.